Ehud Barak, the former Prime Minister of Israel, recently shed light on the motivations driving certain ministers within Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's inner circle to advocate for escalated conflict in the Middle East. Speaking in a televised interview with the LCI channel, Barak asserted that these ministers are pushing for heightened tensions in the region to expedite the arrival of the Messiah. According to Barak, V finds himself under considerable pressure from this faction of ministers, who are keen on maintaining their influence and control within Israel. He emphasized that Netanyahu is being urged towards a course of action that appears inevitable to this group, one that involves escalating the situation to create what they believe are the necessary conditions for the Messiah's appearance. Oddly enough, the religious radical politicians of the Islamic Republic of Iran have the same approach with their Mahdi. Some leftist liberal factions in Israel would consider this approach illogical and insane, but Israel's political identity is constantly under questioning. Is it a democratic state or is it a Jewish state? The irony is that it was founded by an atheist Zionist but proclaimed the land of Palestine as a biblical promise from God. The concept of a Jewish democracy has provided solace to liberal proponents of a Jewish state, individuals typically less inclined to support nations characterized by ethnic or religious nationalism. The inclusion of the term democracy offers reassurance, seemingly mitigating concerns associated with such nationalism. Yet somehow, far-right factions found their calling with Netanyahu's government and influenced his political decisions based on their religious beliefs. Is it time for the Jewish Messiah to appear? Can you override the will of God by speeding the process? How can you convince liberals of something they do not believe in? In the tapestry of religious beliefs and geopolitical landscapes, the Jewish perspective on the coming Messiah is a thread that weaves through both spiritual longing and earthly ambition. Rooted in ancient prophecy and upheld by faith, the anticipation of the Messiah's arrival carries profound significance in Jewish tradition. However, in the intricate dynamics of contemporary politics, some Israeli politicians have intertwined this theological anticipation with strategic agendas, particularly in the context of the Middle East conflict. Who is the Jewish Messiah? Central to Jewish belief is the concept of the Messiah, a figure heralded as the Savior and Redeemer of the Jewish people. The messianic hope is deeply ingrained in Jewish scriptures, where prophecies foretell a time of peace, justice, and universal recognition of God's sovereignty. For millennia, Jews have fervently prayed for the arrival of this promised figure, whose advent is expected to bring about the ultimate redemption of humanity. Within Jewish tradition, there exists a framework of events and rituals believed to precede the coming of the Messiah. One such ritual is the purification process involving the red heifer, or red cow. According to Jewish law, the ashes of a red heifer, when combined with water, have the power to purify individuals and objects contaminated by contact with a corpse. The meticulous process of obtaining these ashes, which includes slaughtering the red cow and burning its carcass, is viewed as a necessary precursor to the restoration of purity and the preparation for the Messianic age. Moreover, the construction of the Third Temple in Jerusalem occupies a central place in Messianic anticipation. The destruction of the Second Temple by the Romans in 70 CE left a void in the religious and national consciousness of the Jewish people. Rebuilding the temple is seen as a pivotal step towards the fulfillment of Messianic prophecy, symbolizing the restoration of Jewish sovereignty and the re-establishment of divine presence among the people. Last year, six radical Jewish settlers sought to conduct a ritual animal sacrifice at the Al-Aqsa Mosque, commemorating the second Jewish Passover. They were all arrested. These constant attempts from Jewish extremists to perform certain rituals by Al-Aqsa Mosque drove Hamas in 2023 to fire 5,000 rockets into Israel, and the images we saw from Israeli security forces, attacking prayers and invading the third holiest site in Islam, brought a lot of anger into the Muslim war. So, has it always been a religious war, or is it simply about political/ethnic dominance fueled by religion? In contemporary Israel, the convergence of religious fervor and political ambition has led to a complex interplay between faith and power. Some Israeli politicians, particularly those aligned with religious nationalist ideologies, advocate for policies that they believe will hasten the coming of the Messiah. This includes efforts to assert Jewish sovereignty over disputed territories, such as the West Bank, and to promote the expansion of Jewish settlements in these areas. Additionally, there are voices within Israeli politics that advocate for a more aggressive stance in regional conflicts, viewing military escalation to fulfill messianic prophecy. This perspective, often rooted in interpretations of biblical texts, sees the turmoil of war as a precursor to the ultimate redemption and the establishment of God's kingdom on earth. However, it is crucial to note that these views represent a subset of Israeli society and do not reflect the entirety of Jewish belief or political discourse. Many Israelis, including religious leaders and politicians, emphasize the importance of responsible governance, ethical conduct, and peaceful coexistence with their neighbors. Furthermore, the intertwining of religious prophecy with political agendas raises complex ethical questions and challenges. The pursuit of messianic goals through military means risks exacerbating tensions and perpetuating cycles of violence, undermining the values of justice, compassion, and reconciliation that lie at the heart of Jewish teachings. In conclusion, the Jewish perspective on the coming Messiah is a multifaceted tapestry of faith, tradition, and historical longing. While the anticipation of the Messiah's arrival remains a central tenet of Jewish belief, the intersection of religious prophecy with political agendas underscores the complex dynamics shaping the contemporary Middle East. As Israel navigates its path forward, it is essential to uphold the principles of peace, justice, and human dignity, ensuring that the pursuit of messianic ideals is guided by ethical and moral considerations. But also, Iran's proxy militias are fueled by a similar concept, so how can you reach an agreement, if both political approaches are based on and fueled by an Armageddon scenario and an end-of-times religious approach?